Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happened tonight was not good for the Mets. They lose 12-3 as we bring Brad Heller in. He was down in the clubhouse after the game. And what was the outlook from Zach Wheeler after his night?
Well, Zach, he said that hung a slider to Acuna, so didn't get off to a good start, made adjustments, and he thought he executed the game plan, but didn't get results. He thought that the Braves were jumping on him early in the count, so he tried to mix up his pitches a little bit, but again, the defense behind him wasn't the best, and so Wheeler again struggled, second straight start, not the result that he was hoping for.
Just overall, after this one, a lot of defensive miscues. Obviously, the bullpen wasn't very good. You know, what's your take on what the team sounded and looked like down in the clubhouse afterward?
It was real quiet, waiting in the clubhouse. But obviously, the bullpen was the big topic of conversation with Mickey. Jerry's familiar for one. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. He was nowhere to be found in the clubhouse, and it's almost like Mickey's just going to try and spin a wheel here and see who we can throw out there and see if someone can get some outs. And a very quiet look. I mean, the offense, I mean, this Braves offense is putting up runs on anybody right now. But the way this Mets bullpen is going, it's been a real struggle. And if things continue the way they are, it could be a long series in Atlanta. But not much going on in that clubhouse. And this team realizes that you'd think that, I mean, at 8.5 games back right now, I mean, this really is the point, could be the point of no return right here.
As far as what we saw defensively, I heard Mickey mention Wilson Ramos. We know that Ahmed Rosario struggled. Alonso made an error and also cut a ball off that he probably shouldn't have on a play at the plate on the base hit in the bottom of the seventh inning by Ozzie Albies. Anyone speak specifically about the defense besides Mickey?
No, you know what? It was, Mickey, you know, obviously made the comment that it was just a bad night overall defensively. It wasn't something that anybody addressed in particular in that clubhouse. I mean, just a bad night all around. You kind of just flush it and come back tomorrow. I mean, this team has been up and down defensively really so far all season, but this night kind of just highlight a whole bunch of different areas, whether it was Ramos behind the plate or the defense a little bit we saw in the outfield, and obviously Alonso, you mentioned with the one error and cutting that ball off that he probably shouldn't have.
All right, Brad, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Wayne.